Now it's time for Rural News with Sally Murphy in Ōtautahi Christchurch. And Sally, you have a survey which finds we're wasting less food.
Yeah, that's right. As a country, we're wasting less, but the total cost of food waste has risen to $2.4 billion. The Rabobank Kiwi Harvest Food Waste Research surveyed just over 1,500 people about their food habits. It found New Zealanders waste 8.6% of their food, which is down from 10.2% in 2019. But like I said, the total cost of waste has grown to $2.4 billion as a result of higher food prices. Rabobank spokesman Blake Holgate says it's estimated each household throws out over $1,200 worth of food a year.
We certainly found the biggest reason for food waste is food that had gone past its use-by date, and fruit and veggies was the highest proportion of food that is wasted, followed by bread. And if you actually add up red meat, poultry, pork, seafood, that only accounted for less than 7% of total food waste, so it's very much those perishable fruit and vegetable items.
And he says 79% say they care about reducing food waste, but there remains a disconnect between people's attitude towards food waste and the actions that they're taking.
We will use the report to craft some of our messaging for how we can create some solutions. So if you look within some of the trends there, some of the interesting one is that generationally, it's actually the younger generations, Generation Y and Z, that have the highest proportion of food waste. And we also know from the survey that climate change and impact on natural resources were their second and third largest concerns behind cost of living. Now, if we can make that connection to them, that actually them as part of the food supply chain can actually provide a solution in a small way to helping to address climate change and impact on our natural environment by reducing food waste, which is effectively wasted resources that gone into producing food, we think that's some way to get through to them to actually perhaps look at some of their own behaviours.
That's Blake Holgate speaking from Field Days. And let's go live to Field Days now, where our reporter Maya Burry is. Kia ora, Maya. What else has been happening there today?
Kia ora, Sally. Well, the Prime Minister, she's on site at Mystery Creek again today, and this morning she attended the launch of that Rabobank report, and she did also meet with industry leaders as part of the Food and Fibre Leaders Forum. Jacinda Ardern says the labour challenges facing the primary industries were a key topic of discussion. She says while there has been some progress already, the government is looking at how the pressure can be eased. And in other news from Field Days, the Events Innovation Awards were held last night. There were about 65 entries across four categories, and the winner of the award for the early stage innovations, as well as the Young Innovator of the Year, was a group called Cropsy. They're developing software and AI that can be used on farm machinery to help wine growers monitor their vines. And one of the co-founders of the startup, Ali Alomari, he joins me from Field Days now. Hi, Ali. Nice to have you on the show and congratulations. Can you tell me a bit more about how this tech works?
Yeah, thank you very much. So we develop AI-enabled hardware that attaches to existing tractors. And as a tractor is being used for normal daily operations such as mowing, trimming or mulching, our system is collecting over 100,000 photos and analysing them in real time, bringing unique insights like looking for pests and diseases such as powdery mildew, downy mildew, botrytis, analysing yield, counting bunches, clusters, creating a profile for every single plant and tracking it. So how many trunks are there geotagged, how many canes each trunk has, how many shoots each cane has, and just building the ability to optimise and forecast the performance of the crop to ensure consistent yields.
And so how did you come up with this idea?
So it really started as we were developing our we were going through our engineering degree as part of our honours project, and we got brought into viticulture through that. And through that, we realised a big disconnect between what exists commercially that is adoptable for growers and what exists in academia. And we just created a company to bridge the gap.
And just very quickly, you've been showing this innovation off at Field Days. What's the response been?
Oh, the response has been great, not only from our customers, but also from potential partners. And really, there's a big opportunity for New Zealand to showcase this technology and bring the 21st century from here.
Thanks, Ali. That's Ali Alomari. And just some final news from Field Days. Tens of thousands of people have been visiting the site's health hub to access free health checks and other support services. Hub coordinator Mark Eager says many people living in the regions are disadvantaged when it comes to health assistance because services are often far away. Oh, looks like we might be struggling to find that audio there. But Mark Eager says that this year the hub, there is also... go and find out more about the COVID-19 vaccine, and he says that's an important aspect of this year's work. But that wraps up our coverage from Field Days at Mystery Creek for this year. Back to you in Ototahi, Sally.
Thanks, Maya. To other news now, as the world's largest kiwifruit exporter wraps up this season's harvest, very strong global demand is being dampened by persistent labour shortages. Zespri has now finished picking its gold variety and its green fruit are in their final stages. The company is expecting to produce a record-breaking 177 million trays for the market this season. It's also seen very strong demand in China for its new red kiwifruit variety, driven by its popularity among the tamariki there. However, the company's chief executive, Dan Matheson, says long-running labour shortages made worse by border closures continue to impact supply chains.
It's been tough, sort of a discussion of two sides at the moment. On the market side, we've got incredible demand. COVID last year obviously accelerated the demand for healthy and nutritious fruit, and we've seen that continue through to the beginning of this year, through our Northern Hemisphere supply, and then through to the beginning of the 2021 season. So that's great news, and we're having record demand there. On the other side, we're having tough times. There's just, at the moment, not enough people to really help us pick and pack and get the fruit through to vessels and off to our markets. So the industry's working really hard and they're doing incredibly well, but we could do with a few more people.
That's Zespri's Chief Executive Dan Matheson, and that wraps up the Rural News for this week.
Kia ora, Sally.